talking of punk, would have the Björk punk of the old days would have accepted an award like the Palme d'Or in Cannes? And is it true that the Icelandic government is giving you a desert island as a reward for your achievements?
I know, it's terrible. I always wanted, you know, I still live in the same house I bought before, you know, I've had it for 12 years or whatever. It's this kind of place by the harbour and in Iceland. And then I always wanted like an island, and I found this cliff up in the sort of North Arctic. And I wanted to buy it sort of for my money. I've worked for myself, thank you very much. And then the government offered to give it to me, and I refused. And then there was this kind of whole thing in Iceland in the papers about, you know, me just having a Hello Magazine lifestyle and kind of these things, which actually is not true, but I'm flattered that they think so highly of me. But and in the end, it was like a debate in Iceland a little bit, if to do this or not. And I just walked out of the situation. I mean, I wrote the people involved just personal emails, just trying to explain to them. It's not arrogance, but I've just been brought up to pay for my own things, and that's sort of where I come from. I guess with the whole Cannes experience, I mean, because in Denmark when we were shooting, I had this house, and all my Icelandic friends came and stayed with me, and his son had several friends, so it was a bit of an Icelandic sort of community where I would meet every evening after shooting. And then we were thinking we should all go to Cannes together, like, and this was like obviously a year after we've finished shooting, and we were all kind of going, you know, this is terrible, it's just, you know, going to be full of really artificial, you know, superstars, and we don't like that sort of stuff, do we? And then just like a week or two before, we were all like, come on, let's tie a ribbon on the whole thing, because it was pretty dramatic. This is a bit of an understatement. But to kind of go together. So we decided, we just made an Icelandic thing out of it, and we bought each other pearls and hats and all sort of things, and we all jumped on an aeroplane and went down there. We're all being very sceptic, of course, kind of playing hard to get sort of thing, like... But then I actually felt, I know this is very easy to say, but when I won the award, it felt to me these French people very genuine about it, you know? It didn't feel like, it felt, this award seems to mean so much to the French, you know? It's not just about film, it's about something else. It's like, I can imagine in England it would be like to win World Cup or something, or not World Cup, but like the Cup of England, or I don't know. It's very sort of, you know, so when I came there and they were so like, oh my God, you're a present, you know, they were all like so like wanting to give me something that was theirs, and me being an outsider from Iceland, I'm not in the film industry. So I just felt very, very grateful, you know. I think in that position to be a punk, I think was actually to accept it, you know, because anything else would have just been arrogance, you know. I think they genuinely really, and afterwards, just kind of, every like all these old people would come to me in restaurants and stuff, and just kind of, you know, kind of with white hair, that they knew someone who won it in 1930-something, or... And they all had stories to tell, and actually, in the end, it wasn't so much about me. It was kind of like the French telling me a story and allowing me to take part of some mythology for a week, you know. And so it felt very much like, it was a very, 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 and such a pleasant after the 3 years of, because I really gave it everything I had to kind of to tie such a grand and graceful ribbon on the whole thing. I mean, I couldn't ask for more, really.